preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome, folks. Don't make any whiskey or smoke here, but we are back in the woods with the women and the dogs, woman and the dogs and the kids and me. This is James Kelso here in North Dakota and your live host on the Trump Phenomenon, soloing tonight. Hey, let's go to President Trump, who's talking live right now in Pensacola, Florida, here on December 8th, 2017. Let's go to our president live at the Pensacola Bay Center in Florida. Here he is.
But we're cleaning up the mess. We're cleaning it up. And with time, we'll have it spinning like a top. For decades, veterans have asked for a law to hold corrupt and incompetent employees at the VA accountable. But it never happened. Then we got it done. This piece of legislation, for decades they've wanted. You couldn't fire anybody at the VA if they were sadists, if they were horrible people, if they wouldn't show up to work, you couldn't fire anybody. Now we look at them, they're no good. We say, you're fired, get out of here.
Folks, this is a humongous crowd.
And I must tell you, I can't believe that Arnold Schwarzenegger bombed so badly on The Apprentice, my poor, beautiful show. It was so successful. We get a big movie star and he can't pull it off. We are respecting Americans' heroes and rebuilding America's standing. All over the world, they're respecting us again. When I came into office, we inherited all of these problems all around the globe. Years of America projecting weakness, not going over the red line. If we went over the red line, you wouldn't have had Russia and Iran going into Syria. But you know what? He said, you're never going to do it. Don't ever violate the red line. They violated the red line. He did nothing. So Russia went in and Iran went in. But you know what? We had 59 missiles and they used gas. And we said, you can't do that. And we hit our great military from ships 700 miles away. 59 missiles and 59 perfect hits. And we've stopped apologizing for America, and we have started defending the reputation of the United States, finally.
The place is packed. It's a huge arena.
To prevent Iran from ever obtaining a nuclear weapon, I recently declined to certify the disaster known as the Iran nuclear deal, a total disaster. How about that deal? How about that deal? We give them $150 billion, right? We give them $150 billion. But here's the thing. Smaller money, but think of this. We give them $1.8 billion in cash. I mean, like green. In fact, it was so much cash that they had to go to other countries also because we didn't have enough cash in Washington, D.C. They loaded up planes with cash. Can you believe the presidency has that kind of power? I don't want to ever try it. No, but can you believe that the presidency has the power to send bushel loads of cash to Iran? Probably for hostages. Probably 1.8 billion, probably for hostages. So sad. We don't do that. We don't do that anymore. As part of a campaign of maximum pressure on the vile dictator.
I'm going to turn it down. Just turn the volume down just a bit there. And wow, that's our president speaking right now, beautifully and forcefully. To a crowd, I don't know what, whatever the maximum capacity of the Pensacola Bay Center is there, down there at the tip of the Florida Panhandle, just below Alabama and right next to Mobile there. Add a few thousand to the maximum allowed in that arena, and that's what the crowd is right here. They're all standing, they're all smiling ear to ear, and it's a classic Trump crowd, only it's better than ever.
Back here, they were saying Donald Trump's performance at NATO was unacceptable. You know why? You know why they said it? Because I told the people of NATO standing right behind me while they were standing behind me, they've been delinquent. They haven't been paying. I said, you got to pay. You got to pay. You got to pay.
Remember that?
And now they've taken in because of that. And I guess I implied if you don't pay, we're out of there, right? And I took more heat from the press. They said Donald Trump was rude to our allies. Well, they're rude to us when they don't pay. Right? They're rude to us.
Wow. Donald Trump really, really speaks to the people. You can see it on the faces in the audience when he makes a statement like that one. Well, they're rude to us. Wow. I'll tell you what, Mr. and Mrs. America understand what he's saying. He's saying what they're thinking. It's wonderful. Well, we got a great show for you tonight. Well, that's for you to decide. We've got great news. I don't know whether we can make a great show for you, but there's great news in the last 24 hours. We've got Donald Trump right here live. You know, that could take up a whole show right there. But another thing that could take up a whole show, the implosion of the left-wing deep state Democratic criminal cabal. Is accelerating. The latest explosion there was the demotion of Assistant Deputy Attorney General Bruce G. Orr, O-H-R, Bruce G. Orr. You familiarize yourself with that name. You'll be hearing his name a bunch. Add that to the name Peter Strzok, S-T-R-Z-O-K. These two guys have been caught red-handed. Let's see what the president's doing right now.
I'll tell you one thing. It helps them a hell of a lot more than it helps us. Okay?
These two guys inside the FBI have been caught. Let's see. What Hannity's phrase today was very good. Weaponizing. This is shocking. Weaponizing the FBI, weaponizing the Justice Department against us, against a duly elected president, against him in the campaign before he was elected, and now weaponizing, meaning they have turned the Justice Department and the FBI into totally corrupt at the top, not for the agents down below, but at the top is what counts. Completely corrupted tools of the Democratic machine in America. And Newt Gingrich said today on Hannity, he said, I have never seen corruption on this scale. There's no comparable corruption anywhere in American history to compare with what has just happened in the last few years and what we're witnessing, what we're now exposing in the FBI and the Justice Department. And these guys, Peter Strzok, and Bruce G. Orr, these two guys, they are now being subpoenaed by a wonderful group of senators and congressmen, Republicans, who are going to grill these criminals. They are criminals, and they are going to be grilled under oath and watch the lid blow off of this corrupt deal, because these are the guys who concocted the false Russia dossier on Trump. Gingrich said it this way. He said, these people, these ideologues who consider anything justified to defeat Trump, they hate Trump so much that any criminal act is justified, any risk is justified. And they were so sure that they could beat Donald Trump with such behavior that they were willing to stick their asses way out over the fire with illegality and criminality. Sure that Hillary would win because of what they were doing, and that they would then be able to cover up their tracks under a Hillary administration. They were shocked when Donald Trump on November 8th won. And now their crimes are being unraveled. And boy, are we going to see something. You think Russiagate was something. Watch Mueller-gate. Watch the Uranium One gate. Watch this implosion that you're going to be seeing in the coming months. Let's listen to the president.
We believe the United States military is the greatest force for justice in the history of the world, and we are going to take care of it, and we are going to properly fund it, and we are going to have the finest weapons, because when we do all of that, we are much, much safer. And far less likely to have to use them. It's amazing how that works, isn't it? We believe that every American should stand for the national anthem.
They're going wild. Pensacola, folks, military is a military town.
And we proudly pledge allegiance to one nation under God. Our rights come from our Creator, and no earthly force can ever take those rights away, and they never will. That is why my administration is taking power back from global bureaucrats and returning that power back to the American people. And you see it all the time. You see it economically. You see it at the church. You see it in every different way. We don't sing a global anthem. Our troops don't wear a foreign uniform. And we will never surrender our rights to international tribunals. We won't do that. We proudly sing the Star Spangled Banner. Our brave troops fight and die for the red, white, and blue. And we protect and preserve the American Constitution that we cherish.
Everybody's shouting.
I've said it so often that my job is not to be president of the world. My job is to be president of the United States of America. Yet there are powerful forces in Washington trying to sabotage our movement. These are bad people. These are very, very bad and evil people.
Mueller.
They know who they are. These are the people who made their money, their names, their careers, their power off the corrupt and broken system, and they liked it the other way. So they will do anything at any time, and they'll never stop. But you know what? We're stopping them. You're seeing that right now. You're seeing that right now. We're stopping them. It's corrupt, it's rigged, and we're stopping them. They will lie and leak and smear, because they don't want to accept the results of an election where we won by a landslide. Do you remember? There is no way for Donald Trump to get 270. We heard that for week after week. What they're doing is the fake news. It's called suppression. Just like they give the fake polls. I call it fake news, fake polls. A poll came out today on CNN. Such a fake.
Okay, now I'm going to turn it down with my apologies, folks. What Donald Trump just did there, you just heard that him switch into extemporaneous mode. He was reading a magnificent speech. I'll bet it was he worked on it with Stephen Miller, in all likelihood. This brilliant, brilliant writer, Stephen Miller. But he shifted effortlessly, as he does constantly. He shifted into extemporaneous mode, just speaking off the cuff. It's beautiful what he does. We'll go back to him.
Institutions, they're the same ones who gave us one terrible trade deal after another and one foreign policy blunder and disaster after another with no accountability and no apology. The Washington insiders who oppose our movement are the same people who sacrificed our sovereignty, our wealth, our borders. Look at our country. We owe $20 trillion. Think of it.
Now, he just shifted there. He was going off the teleprompter. And then when he shifted to the $20 trillion, think of it. He's not looking at the teleprompter now. He's looking straight at the audience. He shifts back and forth. He is, as Steve Bannon said, the greatest orator since William Jennings Bryan. Since none of us heard William Jennings Bryan, as far as we're concerned, he's the greatest orator ever. And is there any recording of Jennings Bryan? I don't know. I don't think so. Did recordings exist? No. No, we only have accounts. Anyway, what a day. Now, what he's doing there, he's in what's called Alabama regards the Florida Panhandle as their beach. I used to live there, I know. The beach is full of Alabamians. And so, and he asked the crowd, I don't know how many people are in that crowd, 10,000, more than 10,000? It's a huge crowd. Are any Alabamians here? And a big roar went up. This rally includes a big support earlier for Roy Moore's candidacy, and Donald Trump made the point very emphatically that it is absolutely crucial that the Senate seat, formerly held by Jeff Sessions, not be lost to Doug Jones in Alabama. So here he is, with this magnificent event.
But it's sort of incredible. You look at everybody, you see everybody, you see the love in the room.
Extemporaneous.
And you see what's going on with everything. And you say to yourself, this is truly a country that respects. They say that when you don't have an election, the election's over. There's no competition, there's no nothing. Although we always have the deep seats inside. But it's over. They say you can't draw a crowd. In other words, when an election ends, you can't draw flies, they say. Look at this place. Look at this place.
Right.
I'll never forget on the trail I'd go, we'd have 20,000, 25,000. We went to Mobile, Alabama. We had 49,000 people. We went to Michigan the night of the election. I got there, started speaking at 12:30 in the evening. That means it was already election day. We had 32,000 people.
We'll
there.
Pause right here, and we'll come right back after this break. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When this war is over, it will be but a day.
We're back. Let's jump right back into Donald Trump. He is winding up. It's dramatic. Here he is.
You know, they didn't think you existed. You know that, right? Remember? And you remember the word deplorable? How brilliant was that? I was watching her with that speech, and she was reading a teleprompter yet. And she said, deplorables. And I said, huh.
Extemporaneous.
That's not nice. She's talking about a lot of people. Little did I know I was right. That thing blew up. That was one of the reasons she lost. And now we're all proud deplorables. We're proud deplorables. Very proud. Your voice will never, ever be ignored again. They're all going to be coming after you for every election from now on in this country. You will never be ignored again. Your dreams are my dreams. Your hopes are my hopes. And your future is what I'm fighting for each and every day.
There's the strategy. Bingo. It worked.
We're just getting started. We're on the verge of passing that wonderful, beautiful tax cut. It's the biggest in the history of our country. It doubles the amount of income taxed at the rate of zero. It lowers tax rate. It expands the child, you know that, the child tax credit so broadly. It provides relief from the estate tax, also known as the death tax. It cuts small business taxes. It reduces the corporate rate, very importantly, from 35%, which is the highest in the industrialized world, all the way down to 20%. You're going to have new companies coming in. You're going to have jobs, jobs, jobs. And it brings corporate money from overseas back where it belongs. And we're talking about possibly in excess of $4 trillion that we can finally bring back.
It goes back and forth.
The typical family of four earning $75,000 will see an income tax cut of up to $2,000, cutting their tax bill in half. People don't know it, and they don't want to report it. These people don't want to report
extemporaneous.
Our business tax cut is expected to raise annual income for the typical household by more than $4,000. They don't want to tell you that. They don't want to tell you that. Fake news. Our plan means more companies will move to America, stay in America, and hire in America. We want every American to know the dignity of work, the pride of a paycheck, and the satisfaction of a job well done. The Democrats in Washington want to grow our welfare rolls that you're going to pay for. They want to grow all sorts of things that you don't want to even think about. I want to grow our employment roles with great jobs, well-paying jobs, jobs of dignity, jobs where people love waking up in the morning and going to work, and that's happening. So we're going to lift our people from welfare to work, from dependence to independence, and from poverty to prosperity. We will restore hope to our struggling rural communities and to our inner cities where we're making progress. We're making progress. We will build new roads and bridges and tunnels and highways all throughout our land. Factories will come roaring back to life. New works of iron and steel will be forged from fire and from spark and from our country. And they will be made with American muscle, American hands, and most importantly, American heart.
Wow.
And these creations will be branded with a very simple but very beautiful phrase, made in the USA. We have it in our power to build this future together. A future of patriotism, prosperity, and pride. We all share one home and one glorious destiny. And whether we are young or old, I feel very young. Do you feel young? I feel young. Whether we are from the city or the country, and whether we are black or brown or white, you've heard it before, we all bleed the same red blood. We all salute the same great American flag. And we are all made by the same Almighty God. We are the nation that dug out the Panama Canal, won two world wars, put a man on the moon, and brought communism to its knees. As long as we have the courage of our convictions and the strength to see them through, then there is no goal.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Out. Just go to rsbn.tv.
Open the turn that down. Sorry. And Donald Trump just wound up his incredible speech. They're all incredible. In the Pensacola Bay Center, capacity 10,000. There are more than that in there right now. It's packed. It's not built to handle this many people. The center part there is absolutely packed, standing room only. And the floor. So, and he wound it up with this. It was just beautiful. He said he admonished all of us to fight for the change you've been hoping for your entire life. Then another phrase. He said our revolution, called it a revolution that we're in, folks, didn't end on election day. And then throughout this speech, he has talked about our movement, which he said, you know, in the primary, he was saying, this is not a campaign, it's a movement. And he's still referring to it as a movement. We're in a movement, folks. The Trump phenomenon is a movement. John in Missouri, part of the movement. What's on your mind tonight?
I heard Mr. Trump, and he never ceases to amaze me. We're getting our country back.
Yeah. I'm absolutely thrilled. Yeah.
I'm thrilled. I've thought about old Donald for a long time, and he did good in this country. And some people want to diss him for his dad lent him some money or this or that, but he turned it into a quite. You know, he did well with it. Whether his father lent him money or not, I don't really care about that. And what I think he wants is everybody to have the same opportunity he had. That's my personal belief on this.
Yes. And, you know, one of the things that we heard there in the little part of his speech that you and I got to hear, your dreams are my dreams. Your hopes are my hopes. And that's what he did. That's how he won, John, is that this man listened to the American people, to the heartbeat of America, and he's brought it inside of himself, and then he said, I speak for you. And when you said we finally have a real American as our president, that you got it right there. That's how he won, and there's a point to be made in that. I say it over and over again because it bears repeating. That's the way to go, folks. That's how we can take our country back. That's how we can win politically. The message we offer our people is to speak what they're hoping. Listen to them. Sound like them. Identify with them. And especially the guys who will be and gals who will be successful at doing this are the ones that aren't faking it. I'm not offering this as like a routine that you can, use to cover up whatever else is going on for you. No, if you actually, like you say, or as you say, Donald Trump was a great man before this election. And if you really do feel the pulse of America, if you really do identify with Mr. and Mrs. America out there, then you can enunciate this message. Others could imitate it, and have some success with it. But if you actually like Donald Trump, if you actually embody what America is all about, then you're perfect. You need to run for office. Republican Party, how about the American Freedom Party? If you wanted to run a little party, but with a different purpose as a little party, we have a different purpose, not the same as the purpose of the Republican Party in Alabama come December 12th. Let's see, that's in 4 days. 4 days we're going to have this momentous election. But go ahead, John. Carry on.
Wonder if is there anybody out there that actually thinks that Hillary's dreams were my dreams?
Right.
Anyway,
well,
James,
it
was wonderful to hear him again. It always is, but the guy's a good speaker. He actually cares about our country. That's the thing. He cares about America.
Well,
and I don't think anybody's cared about us for a long time.
Well, I text messaged to President Trump asking him to time his speech to fit inside of our show, and he texted back, "You got it, Kelso."
Yeah, right. Good one, James. Hey, look, have a good evening. Thank you for your time. Thank you, John.
Another caller here, Ramsey in Canada. Ramsey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I just want to tell you something. You said when I called yesterday, when I told you that Donald Trump is violated the UN resolution, he told me yesterday that Donald Trump told the UN to go to hell, and rightfully so.
Yes.
That's what you said. That's what you said yesterday.
Yes.
You see, so like, how could you say something like that? You said Donald Trump, the president of the United States, he's supposed to be a good role model in abiding with the UN laws, not violating the laws.
Okay, now let me, Ramsey, that's a very good question, and let me give you a very good response. Donald Trump, in the little part of his speech that we just heard, Donald Trump said, "I was elected to be president, not of the world, but of the United States of America. And then he said, no international tribunal, we will never submit to any international tribunal. In other words, all you international tribunals, go to hell. And first and foremost among them, the United Nations. All of those are breaches of American security. Our troops will always wear our... Go ahead.
So the United States was a member of the UN, is a member of the Security Council.
Yes. Yes. So what? So what?
Yeah, but see, sir, look at...
So by becoming... Ramsey, by joining the United Nations, did we thereby submit to the United Nations? You know, I'm a member of many things. I'm a member of the American Freedom Party. I don't submit to the American Freedom Party. I participate in it. The America participates under Donald Trump. Yeah.
You see, sir, I'm not saying that Donald Trump should submit to the UN. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that Israel's violating the United Nations resolutions, and Donald Trump should not go along with that. That's what I'm saying. He should have been neutral about that.
Okay. Well, okay. In other words, you disagree with his decision on Jerusalem for the location of the American embassy. Well, that's a second debate there, whether that decision was right or wrong. I think it was brilliant. I think it was a tremendous decision.
How is it brilliant? How? The whole world was against it. How is it brilliant? I don't understand.
Ramsey, Donald Trump, I'll go back and listen to the whole speech. I'll bet you Donald Trump did address the Jerusalem decision in this speech. If he didn't, I can assure you, I promise you, if he had mentioned, and I have recognized Jerusalem as the capital or as putting our embassy in Jerusalem, that crowd of more than 10,000 people would have erupted in cheers. If they didn't, in actuality, they would have, I promise you, because America supports that idea. And the Donald Trump is listening to the heartbeat of America. He's not just running up his own flag and saluting his own flag, which so many political pretenders do, you know, and they have no success. They don't get elected to anything because they're just talking to themselves. They're just babbling their own ideology. Donald Trump listens to the people, and the result is that a man who was a businessman in June of 2015, with no political experience whatsoever, no organization, no team, nothing. He shot to the front of the polls. Sir, he stayed there. He won, and he won, as he said, in a landslide. Go ahead, Ramsey.
You see, sir, I know you won, but the thing is, the majority of the American people and the people in Europe and the Pope and everybody else was against it, and the UN people were against it. The human rights organizations are against it.
Donald Trump doesn't care. And by the way, when you say the people of Europe, no, the left wing rulers of the European nations are very against it.
People on the right, also people on the right, it's not just the left. I'm not a guy from the left. I'm a guy on the right. I'm similar to you, on many conservative issues. A lot of people, everybody on RBN Network is also against it. Michael Riviero, John Stadmiller, Patrick Slattery, Keith Rogers, and so on. You're the only one on this network that supports Donald Trump decision moving the embassy.
Okay, well, watch what happens.
And also, Sir Paul from the Canadian provost is also...
Yes, all right, but but Ramsey... Before you have a heart attack over the U.S., all they have to do is change the nameplate on our consulate, which is in Jerusalem, and the embassy, which is in Tel Aviv, okay? The government of Israel is already in Jerusalem, as Donald Trump so brilliantly and accurately stated. He didn't move the government to Jerusalem. It's already there, all of it, lock, stock, and barrel. And it's not going anywhere. Hang on, Ramsey. It's not going to leave.
That's in the western part of Jerusalem, in the western part.
Fine. Great. Okay. So what? that all that he did is he said, let's unbolt the nameplate from our consulate and unbolt the one off the embassy, mail them, switch them, and that's all he did. That's all he did. It was a brilliant, brilliant move. He gave away nothing. He gained.
This is a house of brilliance. How is it brilliant? I don't understand you.
Okay. Ramsey.
What benefit from that?
Okay, Ramsey, hang on. I don't want you to have a heart attack during the show here. Ramsey, what percentage of the Republican voters in Alabama who will vote on December 12th? This is a trick question, so I don't expect you to have an answer. What do you think the percentage of evangelical voters in Alabama is going to be on December 12th? I'll just give you the answer. It's 66%. 2 out of 3 are evangelicals. Now, how do evangelicals view America recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel? Overwhelmingly support it and passionately support it. Passionately support of it. One of the reasons being for evangelicals, they view the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem as somebody correct me if you're better on your theology than I am, as a precursor to the second coming of Christ. That's fundamental to evangelical belief. It's passionate belief. And Donald Trump, like Babe Ruth or Lou Gehrig stepping up to the plate, he took that ball and sent it sailing 500 feet over the center field wall. And idiots like Obama and Bush and Clinton, they wouldn't do it. They're all stuck in their ideology, their left-wing ideology, you know. And Donald Trump, he read the public right. He read the people right. He read the people he serves, which is the American people.
Sir, I disagree with you. The people that you're talking about, that's a small percentage of the people. The Christian evangelicals, sir, are not Christians. These people don't represent Christianity.
Ramsey,
the Christian evangelicals are the Christian Zionists, whatever you want to call it, don't represent Christianity. Those people are misinterpreting Christianity.
Ramsey, you're dedicated to losing. As many people in the movement have been, you're dedicated to losing. You're listening to yourself. I just told you 2 out of 3 people who will go into the voting booth on next Tuesday, December 12th, are evangelical Christians. That's a fact, okay? That's a fact. Whatever you may think of them, those people, 2 out of 3, they are going to decide the election, okay? Now, if you want to win, Ramsey, then you deliver to your people what they want. Not what you want, Ramsey. That loses over and over and over again. Okay? Whether it's Hitler
deliver to the people whatever abides with international law. Not a bunch of crooks and criminals.
Ramsey, I'm worried about you. I want you to calm down, okay? And you argued your point well. Thank you. And I think I argued my point well. That was a good colloquy between you and myself. Thank you very much.
He's inflaming the hatred.
Thank you, Ramsey. But he inflamed you. There's no question he inflamed you. But you're not the guy that elected him. Okay, it's those 2 out of 3 people in Alabama that elected Donald Trump. Okay, now we got a bunch of callers here. David in Massachusetts, you're on next. Let's go to David. David.
James?
Yes.
Yeah, leave me up and I'll pay. This is David. Hey, listen. I've been listening to you, and I'll tell you what comes to my mind, James. And I don't know if you've ever heard this expression, but it's a theological expression, and it's used more by the Roman Catholic Church. I don't hear Protestants using it, but in Roman Catholic circles. And when people achieve like this spiritual ecstasy in prayer and meditation in front of the Blessed Sacrament in the chapel and everything, they go into what's called, theologically, it's called ejaculations. They begin to ejaculate. And, I was trying
David,
to...
David, don't get vulgar, okay? Religious enthusiasm, okay? No, David, look. You could have said
have
religious
you ever heard
enthusiasm.
That expression used in a theological sense?
David, I'm not going to hear it again. I'm not going to hear it again on this show, David, because you're being vulgar needlessly, and that's insulting.
No. I explained it to you. It's a spiritual, it's a theological term.
Okay, David, look. I didn't.
A lot of the audience knows what I'm talking about. It has nothing to do
David,
with
David, I live across the street. David, looking out my window right now, I'm looking at a magnificent Catholic church that's my neighbor, okay? And I know an awful lot about the Catholic Church. And like every person, every white person on earth, every single one of us, our ancestors were Catholic. Every single one of us, okay? Until the Protestant Reformation, and then, you know, a bunch of the population went Protestant, okay? But I know a lot about the Catholic Church, David. And thank you very much for trying to take the show vulgar. That's not a point. That's not logic. Let's go to Andy right after this break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285 shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
We're back, folks. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We got two more callers hanging here, and we'll try to squeeze them in the last couple of minutes here. Very short points. Andy in Texas, you're on the air.
It'll be very short. First of all, this Jerusalem thing is much to do about nothing. Doesn't affect me here at home right now, so I really don't care. So, you know, go on and do what you want to do. It might take some people off, and I'm sure when Israel moved into the Palestinian area, that took some people off, too, and we got over it. Okay, having said that, going to this Donald Trump phenomenon here, he really is a phenomenon. But what's happening right now is where people are jumping off the bus. These are the fairway Trump supporters. They want, things to change immediately as soon as Trump gets in there. And what we realize, everybody's saying he's got a year in here now. No, he doesn't. He was elected November 8th, but he didn't take control till November 21st. So we're still under a year of his control. So we just have to step back and relax and let Donald Trump do Donald Trump. I realize this Jerusalem thing is kind of an axe grinder, because I guess for years and years and years before that, many presidents had promised that they would move our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and they never, followed through with it, which is, normal for somebody to do as a politician, because they're just saying what they need. Having said that, I'll let it go at this. Donald Trump did what he said, and he's doing what he said. It's just not happening fast enough for a lot of people, and they're jumping off the bandwagon. And with that, I love you guys. Take care of yourself. I'll talk to you soon.
Andy, well stated. Very well stated, Andy. Let's go to Tom in Utah. Tom, you're on the air.
James, I'm collecting on a rain check.
Okay, thank you.
I know this is kind of off topic, but in the deep depth of it, it's not. It's government overreach, government control. But I did not know when I talked to you earlier that my website had been corrupted, so now it's been fixed, so go into GassyAmerica.com. The elements that are active are now working. It'll look a lot better. But right now it's critical, because you're now in the deep freeze right now, right? You're up there in North Dakota?
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, we're in our winter, yes.
Yeah, and I just had two more deaths reported to me here locally. By the way, if you happen to see any of the Ogilvy oil rigs, you might grab old Tara Lee and ask her to give me a call. She's got drilling rigs up there that are facilitated by these manufactured mobile homes that have the same poisoning problem, and her workers and the families that are employed there are at risk.
Okay.
You also have the Native American community right to you.
Yeah. And
right,
Tom? Yeah. Now, did you get to hear some of Donald Trump in that speech, in his presentation in Pensacola just now?
No, but I understand what's going on. In fact, I was on a town hall call last night with Orrin Hatch, and I think Orrin Hatch handled it so superbly. There was a man, I think he was a mole. He came into the town hall, the phone-in town hall, and he was saying, "Orrin Hatch, are you going to do anything about the immorality of Judge Moore?"
We don't have time. We don't have time to open a new topic here. But Tom, thank you very much, and thank you for collecting on your rain check. Look forward to your next call. And folks, look forward to seeing all of you on Sunday when we're on from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on the Trump Phenomenon and the American Freedom Party Report. So long for now.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.